In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the warm welcome in the mighty and matchless name of the living Lord Jesus Christ. Today our key word is Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verse 6 onwards. Verse 6 says, "These people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." This is a pain, a deep pain from the Creator. We are a human being. Actually, in other form, we are good actors in front of people and in front of God. We are nicely acting in front of people. We are worshiping the Lord with our lips, but our heart is far away from the Lord. Here, Lord says, "These people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Then again he says in 7, "In vain do they worship me, teaching human teaching as doctrines." Nowadays in the church only, there are lots of confusional doctrines. The confusional doctrines are widely preaching all around the world. But here Lord says the people are praising with their lips only, not from the heart. Lord is keenly watching our heart. He can read our heart. He can read and he can understand the thoughts of our mind. Lord says, "Come back to me, I will come back to you. Come out of your day-to-day, the secret plans." Here again, the 8 says, "You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Here, the God's plan and tradition is always clashing. The lifestyle and tradition are always against the plan of God. Our lifestyle and tradition will obstruct God's divine blessing. Here, Lord says, your tradition against my law. I am not telling you, you come out of your tradition. The tradition is good, but some tradition, some culture, lifestyle, some way of thinking is obstructing our blessing from the Heavenly Father. Here, Lord says, in the name of tradition, you are away from me. The Lord is not against tradition, but tradition is, whichever tradition, see, we are obstructing God's plan and anointing in our life, you come out of the tradition. Here, you abandon the commandment of the God and hold to human tradition. See, we rejected or away from the commandment of the Lord, and we are holding human tradition. That is a problem. So Lord says, these people are acting in front of me. In the eyes of people, in the eyes of man, they are very good. They are fine, they are holy. But in the eyes of me, they are sinners. We all are sinners in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord wants to bless you and me. He wants to lift you up from your worries. Here Lord says, Isaiah 29:13, "Because these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their worship of me is human commandment learned by rote." See, the worship of me is a human commandment learned by rote. The human way, the human thing, we have lots of plan, we have lots of rules and regulation, man-made regulation. This man-made regulation leading to wrong doctrines. The wrong doctrines actually lead to the backsliding. The backsliding leads to hell. The Lord wants to rescue us from the from our day-to-day backsliding, our day-to-day worries, our day-to-day failure in our spiritual life. So Lord is keenly expecting the truth worship. We have to worship the Lord in truth and spirit. Truth and spirit. When we use okay, we are showing okay, I am worshipping the Lord, acting like nicely. But Lord say, I need the truth and spirit. When you come before me, you surrender everything, every preconceived thoughts, every man-made doctrines, every of fear. You come to me freely and surrender yourself. I submit yourself, submit your authority and submit everything and relax in the presence of me. Then I will lift you. I will refresh your soul. I will put my new spirit in you. I will give you new wisdom, knowledge and understanding to know more about me. When you receive the new spirit, new joy, new anointing from me, you can lead many people to my kingdom. The Lord says, this is a day that Lord has made for you. So, what we are going to do? Come out of our day-to-day failures. We are secretly planning lots of things. But He sees everything because His eyes are brighter than thousands of suns. Praise the Lord. Then, chapter 11, 39 onwards. Then the Lord said to him, now you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. Inside we are full of greed and wickedness, and outside we are very fine, we are faithful, we are showing others, okay, we are expecting respect from others, we are focusing, we are trying to lift ourselves upper than other people, because we want respect, the perishable respect from others. Lord says, you are Pharisees, you are actors, you are acting in front of people. How? You are washing your cup outside, but inside the cup dirty, the full of dirt, the grease and greed and wickedness. So how nicely Lord is explaining with a simple example, parables. Our God is the living God, slow to anger, the full of mercy. His name is Jesus' name. Jesus, name above all name. Jehovah Jireh, He is the provider. Jehovah Shalom, He is the God of peace. He will never let down our hands. Whoever call upon His name, He will answer our call. He says, come back to me, I will come back to you. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, again, 40 and 41 says, the Lord says, you fool, did not the one the who made the outside make the inside also? So we cannot hide anything from the living God. Again, Lord says, so give for alms those things that you are that are within. What are things we have? Share with others. What are good things we have? Share with others and say, the praise the Lord, Lord bless you. God will bless you. Show your love to towards the needy. Those who are starving for word, the word. Share the word of God. If you ashamed of gospel, if you ashamed to share the gospel, God will reject in front of angels and elders. The Lord says, so give for alms those things that are within, and see everything will be clean for you. Share with others your energy, your anointing, your word, your money, your health, your wealth, everything. Share with others. Then what will happen? Everything will be clean for you. Everything will clean for you. Here, Lord is full of mercy. He shows mercy towards us. He says, I know you are away from me. I know you are acting in front of me. I know in front of people in the prayer group, in the church, Wherever it is, you are the leader, people are respecting you. You are expecting the cheap publicity. But innermost mind is empty, vacuum. Come back to me, I will come back to you. I will fill your vacuum. I will take out of out your vacuumness and I will fill you with a new spirit, new joy and new anointing. Because my spirit is living and active. My word is will penetrate to everything, any bondage, any block. Because my word, Lord says, my word has to power to destroy every plan, every strongholds of enemy. Because the word become flesh, living among us. The word become flesh through Virgin Mary and living among us. The word has power to pull down every strongholds of enemy. The word has power to heal every sicknesses, any kind of sickness, whichever name may be. But Lord has Lord's word has power to heal. Again, the Lord says, then see how we are acting in front of people. They come to you as people come. They come, the actors, the good actors, how we are acting in the church, in the prayer group, in the society, we are acting only. Here, the message is Ezekiel 33:31. They come to you as people come. Okay, they come to you as people come. And they sit before you as my people. They sit before you as my people, acting only. And they hear your word. Okay. And but they will not obey them. They will not obey them. We read Bible. We know tens of Bible verses by heart. We know many things. We are preachers. We are people are respecting us. Then, but they will not obey them. When we failed to obey the word of God, that's sinner. Already we backslided in our spiritual life. Then, but they will not obey them, for flattery is on their lips. Flattery is on their lips. Then, but their heart is set on their gain. The heart is somewhere, our lips is somewhere. We are simply praising the Lord, reading the word, nicely we preaching, the people are clapping because our sermon was so fine in the eyes of the people. But in the eyes of the Lord, vain. The Lord says, come back to me. I will refresh your thoughts. I will refresh your mind. Surrender and submit yourself. You cannot run away from me. How long you will run? I only formed you in your mother's womb for my own purpose. You are alive because of my grace only. So those who are listening and watching this video, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the day that Lord has made for you and me. My dear brothers and sisters, confess your spiritual failed areas. Confess your sins in the name of the living Lord Jesus Christ. And He will forgive, He will cleanse, wash, and He will redeem us by His precious blood. He will redeem us from our old nature to new nature. He will lead us into new nature. The Lord says, these people are honoring me with lips only, not with their hearts. When we praise and worship the Lord, praise the Lord in truth and spirit. Don't expect the silly, cheap publicity from the people. Don't wait for someone's appreciation. If you do sincerely your work, God's work, the heaven will honor you. The heaven will appreciate you in the midst of thousands of angels. God will honor you and appreciate you. My dear brothers and sisters, we will praise and worship the Lord in truth and spirit, because our God is the living God, the mighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. He will forgive our sins and He will accept us and He will redeem us from our old nature. and he will lead to new nature. He is a redeemer, holy redeemer. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. My dear brothers and sisters, today's the key word is Gospel of Mark chapter 7 verse 6. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Shall we pray? Our Father, we praise and thank you. Jesus the Lord, we lift up your wonderful and matchless name. Lord, we surrender everything. Lord, we surrender our present situation. Lord, we surrender our failed spiritual life. Lord, we surrender our backslid experience. Lord, we are backsliders. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive our sins. Lord Jesus Christ, fill us, Lord, with your new peace, joy, anoint you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy God, we praise and thank you. Living God, we praise and thank you. Oh, Father of all nations, we praise and thank you. Lord, I surrender our ministry, our family, everyone in the family at the feet of you. Lord, we surrender our country, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we surrender our political leaders, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we surrender all rulers, Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy on them, Lord. Hide them under wings according to Psalms 91. Lord Jesus Christ, open their eyes, then they can see your grace and mercy, O Lord Jesus Christ. The doors are shutting against the kingdom of God. But we believe that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the children of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Master God. You have authority over every nation, every country, every authority, O Master God. We declare complete victory in the mighty and matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hide us, Lord, under wings according to Psalms 91, and put on us armor of God according to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 17. By faith and merit in Christ, we take our most precious blood. We sprinkle on us on all mobile, innoble properties, and we take refuge under the precious blood of the Lamb of God, and we declare complete victory in the mighty and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the living God. He is the Redeemer. He is the Lord of God. He is a mighty warrior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord.